It's been 2 weeks since the tsunami devastated thousands of miles of coastline on the Indian Ocean. Relief organizations say they're now getting supplies and medical care to almost every affected area, but there are still complaints that aid distribution has been uneven. NPR's Joanne Silberner has been tracking the relief efforts in India and Indonesia. She's now in Banda Aceh, Indonesia. Joanne, how are things looking?
Well, the monsoon season has just started, which is making things a little more miserable. Very heavy rains. They are starting to do some work downtown. There's some heavy equipment trying to clear out some of the debris. But the level of devastation here is just incredible. I mean, you know, you can see the pictures, but when you stand there and you look and see 360 degrees around you, there is just nothing left. There are pieces of brick walls that are sitting on top of boats that are hundreds of yards from the water. There are piles of debris just as far as you can see.
So are you seeing an army of relief workers as well?
Absolutely. And that's literal in that some of them are military. The Norwegians are here, the Norwegian military, Australia, Pakistan, France, Japan, Singapore, Germany, the U.S. On the non-government side, there's Oxfam, Mercy Corps, Catholic Relief Services, Save the Children, World Vision. There are lots of U.N. agencies here, virtually all of them. And there's so many groups that the airport can't handle the supplies coming in. This was an airport that used to land a total of 3 domestic flights a day. They're now getting about 300 flights a day.
Is this too much aid in one place, in Banda Aceh?
It's hard to tell. You know, I think a lot of this will be clearer in retrospect. This is such a remote area, and it's so hard for the aid groups to get in and find out what's going on out in areas further away. And, you know, this is a part of the world where there's been some insurgencies. The government hasn't really allowed free access to a lot of these places for the last 30 years, so you know, there are no contacts to certain parts of Indonesia, and I think we'll find out in a few weeks or months whether a lot of these areas are being served.
With so many different aid groups, is it difficult to coordinate between them?
Well, they're making a real effort. The UN has divided the efforts up into 5 areas, you know, health and children and other areas, and these groups meet every day or two or every few days. They all get together every single day at the end of the day, and they go over, you know, what they've done and where they're going into, and they coordinate their efforts. There is a sign that this is working, or at least parts of it are working. They've got a big disease surveillance project going. The World Health Organization has handed out forms to everybody saying, please, if you notice any disease like measles or cholera or any problem, let us know. They have picked up a case of measles out in one of the villages, and they vaccinated immediately in the area. So there is a sign that people are coordinated and working together.
So there hasn't been a major outbreak of disease, which was an early worry. There hasn't been a big outbreak of cholera or diarrhea.
No, not yet. And it's certainly been a concern because in these camps where people are living close together, you really have to worry about that. They've been watching for it. They haven't seen it yet, but they'll continue to watch.
So what will happen next, Joanne, in the relief effort?
Well, they're going to try and move from temporary to permanent. You know, you've got these temporary camps. I think at some point, and the sooner the better, obviously, they're going to try and get people into some form of permanent housing, especially with the monsoons coming on. This is all going to take years. They've got to rebuild everything downtown. They've got to provide shelter, you know, a more permanent shelter. They've got to build everything back up, build up their health care system. So what's next is a very important phase of aid that often gets forgotten, which is setting things up for the long term, 1 year, 3 years, 5 years.
Well, thanks very much for talking with us, Joanne.
Thank you, Jackie.
NPR's Joanne Silberner speaking to us from Banda Aceh, Indonesia.